Hello, welcome again to everyone. Welcome to Bhushan Jaju Show. What you will get here? You will get all the value and full of love and care and the right direction to live life full of values. So, my dear friends, today we are going to discuss about passion or how to live with passion. First of all, is it very much necessary to be living with passion? That's the first question. Because many times we find that whenever someone asks us the question that what are you passionate about, then we are so much insightful in that moment that we should come up with a nice example or nice answer. But is it not that we are making ourselves very much hypocrite, or you can say like the image we are making, but from within we are not passionate about that something which we are telling publicly just to be very much a good or ambitious person like that. So we must somehow look into ourselves that are we really going to have proper ambitions, or we are just putting the face of those ambitions in front of us to be our face in front of all the people. So first of all, we need to understand that you don't create life, you and then live it, but actually you create it by living it. So it is never that you will decide your passion and you will follow it and the life will go according to that. Because the passion is not the force which will drive you, rather it will the force that will drive the passion, and the force is known as success. That's why success acts as a fuel to passion more than passion acts as fuel to success. Because when you are successful, automatically that thing becomes passion. And what does it mean by successful? Successful means to be recognized by people, to be valued by people for your giving value to them. When you add some value to people, when you help people, then you come in a place where people appreciate you, they thank you, they pay you for that. And that's where you find it very much successful. So we need to understand this particular thing, that if we are gone with the syndrome of having something or other passion, then we are wasting our time. Because many people I have seen around myself that those people are just having the concept of searching out of passion. What are you doing? I'm searching out my passion or my niche or in which I am good or in which I am like whatever, and they are wasting their time in that searching only. They are not doing anything, and that's the shit they are having in their life, and this will lead again to frustration. So we must be very much formed about doing something, not about searching or being in like perfect situation always. Because never it will come that you will think that you will do this and you will do actually that, because things never go in our way. So we have to be very much careful about this. And we many times think that what kind of person I am and what kind of person I want to be and what kind of person will I be happy with. And if we even get that kind of person, still we are not happy. And then we figure out, no, I want something else. So whenever you are thinking that you want such and such things in your life and expect something through your own analysis of life and the things around you, you may be wrong. You may be thinking that something is your passion, but next moment the passion may change, because passion is nothing but interest. It is nothing but the likings, and likings and interest change automatically, periodically. It is completely mood. Therefore, we should be very much careful that we are not driven by the likings, but we are driven by the work. If you are working and that work gives you result, it will automatically get boosted with your passion. The passion will fulfill, or passion will go in that direction automatically. If your work is actually fulfilling the people, if you're actually getting the recognition, if you're actually experiencing the demand of yours by people, demand of your services and products by people, then you will be automatically triggered with your passion. So do whatever you can do. Don't waste the time by in searching something which will be your passion. Passion will get automatically in the channel. You cannot create the channel for the passion, because as I said earlier also, you don't create life and then live it. Rather, you live the life and it is created automatically. So you create the life by living it. That's the very much point I want to make over here. And if you are making, or if you are just spending the time for searching the passion, what sense does it make? Because you are wasting the time just because you are not getting something which is triggered in your mind that this is your passion. Because passion are not triggered, those are the things which are automatically becoming passion if those things are fulfilling you. So first of all, you need to do multiple things. It's not that you like this and you like that and that only you will do, because likings will change, as I said. So you have to do whatever you can do, whatever opportunity you are getting. Doesn't matter whether it is of your field or you're not filled, or it may be relevant to your complete life. Still, if you have nothing else to do, if you have that particular thing to do, do it. Go for it, and you can excel in that. I can tell you, I have seen many of the people who were not at all concerned with the some particular field they are in, but at a point of time they got into that field, abruptly closing their old field, and they just smashed and they just exhaled in the new field which they were not at all related to. So that's why we need to understand, doing, executing is more important than finding the passion, because execution will lead to results and results will drive your passion into that field. Because it is liking, and liking is basically on demand. If you are demanded, you will be passionate about for what you are demanded. That's the game. We need to understand the game of demanding. That's the game of demanding. Actually, we need to understand this, that passion is not necessary. Actually, what is necessary is execution. Many people have passion of singing, but they don't execute it up to their mark. Whatever you are having, whatever you have the work, whatever work you can do, just do it without fail, without anything. Just go for it, do it. And once you do it, you'll find that you are getting the results. If you do consistently with patience, you will find the results. And once you find the results, your passion will be driven into that line, that channel. So always remember the game of demanding. If you are demanded, then you will automatically find that your passion is in that field where you are getting demand. So just keep doing one thing or other. I'm not telling you that you should change the things. I'm telling you, you should not waste the time. Just start doing it now. Do the particular thing for at least one year. And then find it whether you are getting at least 25% increment in your demand, in your actual skills in that field. If you are getting the skills enhanced in that field and you are getting the demand in that field, whatever you are providing for, and people are demanding you, then you can definitely understand that this field can take you higher and higher and higher year by year. You can understand that. Then go for the field for 10 years for the same field. You can imagine you can get 250% of growth. That's not small growth, because it's exponential. I'm telling you, linear growth 250%. But if you go exponentially, it goes to 2500 and more. So that's really awesome. Just you need to have two things. One is passion. Sorry. One is patience, and second is execution. If you are executing with patience, definitely your passion will follow you. You don't need to follow your passion, because you don't ever follow your passion. Rather, your passion follow you.